the glory, this week or this month we've been speaking about our citizenship. And we take that reference from Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 in NIV. The scripture says there, but, that is contrary to whatever had been, our citizenship is in heaven. At the vigil, we talked about the fact that as a kingdom citizen, men are too small to determine our case and our cause. They have no competence to determine what happened to you and I. Why? Our home country directs what happens to us. I don't want you to forget that. Please. Pilate said to Jesus, you know I have power to release you. And for the first time, Jesus haven't kept quiet all the while. Said, shh. Don't go there. Say, don't go there. Yeah. You can't do so. Except everything happening is being controlled, directed from my home country. I lay down my life and I take it back. No man can take it from me. Lighthouse, it is true. Humans have no capacity to measure God. Humans have no what? And Bible says, ye are gods. All of you, the children of the Most High. We define citizenship as the state of being vested with the rights, privileges, and duties of a citizen, characterized by that person being a member of a sovereign state. Citizenship is the state of being vested with the rights, privileges, and duties of a citizen, characterized by that citizen's being a member of a sovereign state. In my preparation for this service or for this word, I took the privilege to go and look at what is written on our passports. And it enthused me what I found there. The first or second page after the hardcover. Right there, I said, the Secretary of State requests passage without delay or hindrance, and in case of need, to give all lawful aid and protection to the carrier of this passport. Say what? Yeah. I didn't request it. The Secretary of State of my citizenship requested it. God has far more care for his own than any sovereign state on earth can offer. I remember many years ago, the first time my mom applied to the British Embassy for visa in Nigeria, or the consulate of the United Kingdom, and they refused her. The good woman, because we don't have, our parents are not poor. No, they said the poor woman. No. Don't use that word. We don't use that in the kingdom. We use good man, good woman. Praise God. Never describe anybody in the kingdom as the poor man. Mm-mm. That's a foreign word. The poor girl, the poor child. We don't use that in our kingdom. Bible says when he brought them out, there was none feeble among them. He brought them with gold and with silver. He reproved kings on their behalf, saying, don't harass my own. Praise the Lord. So the good woman said, she was not distressed. She said, you know what? It's their kingdom they take away. They didn't take away the kingdom of God. Give God a praise, God. He said, it's their kingdom they say I should not come. You know what? They didn't take away the kingdom of God away from me. She eventually went to UK. She said, I'm not coming again. Give God a hand clap. She went so long, she was tired of it. Why? Our case is determined by our home country. We also said being a member or citizen of a country confers you with rights, privileges, and of course duties. It's part of our citizenship duty to pay tax to our government, and it is part of our government responsibility to grant us care and protection. I don't want to forget that. To provide care and protection. I'm going to say something now. Don't forget it till you see God in glory. The glory of the king is the wellness of his people. Don't forget that. My wellness glorifies God. The glory of the king is the wellness, the welfare, the care, the security, the protection offered to our citizenship. And that's the glory of the President of the United States. They care for their own. I thank God. U.S. does care for his own. We share this, the story of Captain Phillips, the captain of that liner, ocean liner, Maersk, that was attacked by Somalia pirates on the Indian Ocean. Because the glory of the king is the wellness of his people. Thank God for President Obama in 2009, dispatched a whole naval ship laden with seals to go and rescue his own at the expense of others' lives. Give God a hand clap. Can I tell you a secret? Depending on your citizenship, some lives matter. Give God a hand clap. In their own terrain, they shot those Somalis as if they had no city, they had no sovereign government caring for them. And America celebrated it. There's hope for you. Why? Because the glory of the king is the wellness of his people. It is this good and serene understanding that assure me that whoever seek, attempt, think to harass, disturb, distract, you won't have another chance to do it. Praise God. That's the testimony of our brethren. They said this is a moving train. But you see, I'm happy. I've not even said what today will be when they explain their understanding of what is for them. Lighthouse, that's the inheritance of the saints. Our kingdom protects us powerfully. Praise God. I told my wife long time ago, how can I say anybody is doing me? When I do them, praise God. Praise God. I said, somebody is using voodoo. I said, oh, don't say that. Use God. Praise God. I wondered long ago. I said, no, I have no enemy. The only enemy I have is Satan. And Bible supports it. It said, your adversary, the devil. She understood it so well, she was confronted in a dream. And they asked her, who is your husband's enemy? She remembers somebody who in her own mind think that person did me what I didn't like. She almost wants to mention the person's name. She said, no. The devil is my husband's enemy. Lighthouse, if any, is it devil tell you that I don't like you? He just lied. You know he's a liar all the time. Praise God. Please, the level of defense and privileges we enjoy prevents us from giving notice to who is against us. Are you still here? Our eyes are towards God. That's your inheritance. In the kingdom of God, see what the Bible says. It said, but our citizenship is in heaven, full stop. And we eagerly, say eagerly. Yeah. Yeah. Anytime, we don't look here to look for defense. We look there. He said, we eagerly await a savior from there. Anytime, whatever time, any situation, whatever the matter has to be. Our help comes from above. I've shared multiple testimonies. Anytime I'm challenged, I don't look to anybody but to God. My help cometh from above. John chapter 6. Jesus was in a situation. The disciples said, send these people away. Look, don't let's put the body. We are going to camp. It's not your deal. Say, it's not my deal. Yeah. We've got the invoice already, daddy. We haven't even been there. We requested for the invoice. And I said, look, is it okay we give you some money ahead of time? Give God a hand clap. It's not your deal. Because our citizenship takes care of us. The church can't need anything. And I will look down, even to myself. Mommy, no. I can't help God. He does help me. Praise God. Please, don't let it grieve you. Some people can look. Anyway, then let's go there. He said, we eagerly await a Savior from there. Did you see that? We eagerly await a Savior from there. Nothing about me. Many years ago, my wife and family were challenged, and the case was treacherous. And I have goodwill, men of goodwill, who were giving me what to do. Do it this way, do that way. But I thank God for mercy that I receive to know where my help comes from. Everybody who came, I said, you see that matter you are telling me about is on God's table. Leave it there. Praise God. That's my only comment. That file is on God's table. And I can imagine it. You know, there is inbox, there is outbox. So people are saying, do it this. I said, look, when it's time for you to open it, we will conclude on it. Leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and will not doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Lighthouse, it took God 3 years to conclude that deal. And when God would show up, He showed off. In a dream of the night, there was a decision made about that same matter. In the vision of the night, my wife had that dream. And the person who announced the decision said, this is an order from above. Your order will come from above in Jesus' name. Our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, who is the Lord Jesus. Look at the next verse 21. Who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control. So my Savior, the support I derive from my citizenship of being the member of God's kingdom, offers me the privilege to derive help from him who can bring how many things? Praise God. Under his control. So let's take an insight into what does it mean to control things. Praise God. The word control means the power to direct, influence, sway, or determine the course, direction, or outcome of an event or activity. Jesus has the power to control, direct, sway, determine the direction, the result, the outcome of anything. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Praise God. This understanding marinates my spirit to always wait till they speak from the home country. It doesn't matter. Lighthouse. That's the right of your citizenship. The sun is the radiance of God's glory, an exact representation of his being, sustaining how many things? All things by his what? Powerful word. I shared many times how my wife and I faced a serious challenge at some other time, and things were running out, and time was counting down. And he said, Sawyer, what are we going to do? I said, I will wait till I hear God speak. And she will call me from work. Sonia, what are you doing? I said, look, I'm waiting on God to speak. Okay. Oh. Then she will call again. Has God said anything? I said, no, I've not heard anything. And I didn't want her to disturb my waiting. Praise God. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? So I said, okay, lady, don't worry. I will call you when he speaks. Give God the hand clap. Praise God. Lighthouse, you need to fashion your course like this. Our citizenship is in the heaven, where we also eagerly await a Savior who has power to control, that is, direct, influence, sway, determine the outcome or the result of anything. Power to control. Praise God. It doesn't matter how the matter began. Jesus has ability to redirect it for my good. Praise God. Look at the story of the king we read about. Bible says he was wearing sackcloth. There was a terrible situation in his country. Northern Israel, also named or described as Samaria, was hit by famine. And the king, Bible says, was walking upon the walls. 2 Samuel and 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 30. He said, unknown to the people, he had a sackcloth under his robe. Why? Because the glory of the king is the welfare or the wellness of his people. So he was in grief. Sackcloth is the cloth they wear when there is a loss or humiliation. When somebody is humiliated, when situation humiliates someone, or there is a national or personal loss, people will put on sackcloth. The men will shave their beards. If it's a very grievous sin, they will put ashes. They will sit in it. It's a condition to show their humiliation. This was what was happening to the king. But unknown to the king, he was suffering the fact that there is famine in the land. He was grieving over that. That's why he was clothed in sackcloth. As the Lord liveth, you won't know sackcloth in Jesus' name. Lighthouse, you won't know it in the name of Jesus. It's a personal admission of being humiliated. They don't put it on people. People put it on by themselves. But the Lord waved it over you and I in Jesus' name. Our king wears white per time. He does what? Yeah, praise God. You won't know sackcloth in Jesus' name. But when he heard that the situation in his country had gone so berserk, so bad, he said, what? You are already eating each other's child or children? Bible says he tore his robes. When the king heard the woman's word, he tore his robes as he went along the wall. The people looked and they saw that their king had under his robe, which had just been torn, sackcloth on his body. God has no need to grieve over you and I, because he has power to make a change. Give God the hand clap. Praise God. I've warned you many times, it is an error for a Christian to put himself forward to be pitied. No way. You know how many times well-meaning people have come to church and come to me, Pastor, what does the church need? I said, we have no need. Praise God. Because our help comes. If God tells you to do anything, please by all means do it. But I cannot say the king has any need. Praise God. Because he fulfills all his. And you see how he's raising up his people to intercede for his need. Praise God. Not because they asked me, but because he's a bad. And when my sister asked, he said, God do it. God said, I've already done it. Give God the hand clap. In Psalm 30, the psalmist said, you removed my sackcloth. That's your inheritance. No class sackcloth will be found on anyone ever again in Jesus' name. Number two. Not only does Jesus have the power to control all things, is the preeminence The word preeminence is the preeminent one. The word preeminence means superior, ahead and above, to be before anything. We see that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. The Savior, the dispatch you and I enjoy from heaven is above and beyond any support anybody can get from any country. Bible says here, and Jesus is the head of the body, meaning the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he may have what? Supremacy. In King James, he said that in all things he might have preeminence. God takes his seat ahead of anybody else. And once he makes his decision, there's nothing else to be said. Give God a hand clap. Number three. Not only does God, our citizenship confers us with rights and privilege to secure relief and help from him who has power to control the outcome of everything. I'm sure you know the recent, what is currently going on now. The anxiety is that did anybody tamper or determine the outcome of the American election? Do you catch that? You know, I shared with the earlier service, what's the power to gain control? You have a remote and you stay here and you are directing, controlling what shows on that TV. Why? Because you have the power to control. Lighthouse, that's how God is to you and I. It doesn't need to be there to have effect there. Give him a hand clap. Praise God. It doesn't need to be there to have effect there. If I have the power to control that screen, I can even look away and shut it down. Praise God. Number three is he has power to transform anything. Philippians chapter 3 verse 21 in NIV. Philippians chapter 3 verse 21. He said, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, we saw that, will transform, praise God, even our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. It doesn't matter what they describe it. God is able to transform what they saw to what God wants to be seen in the name of Jesus. How different is to transform from having control? To transform means to alter or change the form, character, fit, or feature of a thing. The power to alter, change. Thank God for the testimony of my brethren. He said, the marriage was rocky at the beginning. But God said, God altered somebody there. Say, God altered. Yeah, praise God. There was a transformation that made the sweetness now possible. Give him a hand clap. They wanted to destroy it. But God said, there is a blessing in it. Praise God. Destroy it not. There is a blessing in it. He said, wine is made from cluster of grapes. That's transformation. Praise God. You need to be told wine came from it. For you to, you mean this is this bunch that gave birth to this? Why? Because it was what? Transformed. God will work a transformation in our lives in Jesus' name. To change the form. The grapes are come in little, pieces or, fruits like that in clusters of them. But when you want to pour wine, you say, oh, put more. If you were pouring grapes, it would just be landing. But to God be the glory, it was transformed. The power, Jesus has the power to transform. He can give you a new husband in that whole scheme. Stand up on your feet. Praise God. It can give you a new spouse. And you look at him. I said, you have changed though. Praise God. Thank you, my dear. You have changed though. He can give you a new son. Praise God. Light out. He can transform the home. Praise God. He can transform the job. Daddy. Praise God. And you'll be saying, thank God I didn't walk away. Praise God. Because he has power to transform what is lowly, despised, rejected, unwanted, into something so admirable that it becomes glorious. It's a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
As we sing
it's
that song,
who you are.
You need changed, or you want controlled, or you want transformed.